I'm one with the Force. The Force is with me.
I'm one with the Force. The Force is with me. And I'm one with the Force.
Welcome to the Dharma of the Force, a podcast about the spiritual and philosophical side of Star Wars. If that puts you off, it's just words. And if you think that's all a bunch of mumbo jumbo, even better. We cannot widen our horizon and grow by never challenging what we believe, and we should always be suspicious of those who tell us what to believe. In some Buddhist traditions, listening to Dharma talks is a spiritual practice. It's not meant to give answers per se. It's an exercise in looking at questions and elaborating on them and finding the truth within yourself. So in that spirit, let us look at today's topic. Pushing a liberal agenda. Now, I understand this is all gonna be extremely polarizing, and once again, not everyone will agree. But I'm not claiming to have found the ultimate answers or anything. Everyone is a collection of their life experiences, and as such, we're all unique. And it's almost impossible to 100% agree. If you don't agree, that's fine. All I'm asking you is to be open, take a step back, and ask yourself why. Why do I think this or that? What is my subconscious motivation? How did I come to the conclusion? What enforces my mindset, and what am I choosing to ignore? How did my cultural environment or upbringing shape my opinions? How realistic is it that I'm so lucky that I have the privilege that the ultimate truth lies exactly within my comfort zone and I never had to challenge my own worldview? But if you feel that you can't do that, you might want to skip this episode. There's no point in creating negativity or discord in either of us. The human mind is a wonderful thing. We're all masters in justifying our own impressions and denouncing everything that's outside of our comfort zone. So when someone sees Star Wars completely differently, I tend to ask myself why. What is my observational bias? What parts are they choosing to ignore? And what am I building up to have more meaning than it actually does? I'm gonna be honest. For me, it's always been 100% obvious. Star Wars is more or less liberal propaganda. Fascism is bad, large corporations are ruthless, princesses don't need saving. You know, the standard big three in the slot machine of liberal agendas. I can only assume that the Band of Brothers aspect plays into it and brought other people into the conversation. I understand that, for example, America has a very different understanding what the military or the troops are, and no matter the political party in power, one respects the troops for their duty and service. I'm not gonna challenge that in any way, because I'm happy to admit I'm ignorant towards the notion. It's fascinating to me in a way. I respect and admire that, I really do. But it's also surreal, like something from a parallel movie universe. When I grew up, in almost every American TV show or movie, there was some sort of reference to it. So it doesn't really seem like real life to me. Which is ironic, given that I talk about the Force and how to be a Jedi or whatnot in real life. See, I grew up in a culture that has a very difficult relationship with the military. Military service is mandatory for all men, but if you declare to be a pacifist, you can do something else instead, like working as an assistant nurse in the home for the elderly, which is what I did, and ultimately saw more people dying than I'd have otherwise. Or ride along in an ambulance or something like that. I'm not gonna pretend to be a saint here. I wouldn't have minded that much, actually. I just didn't wanna get a buzz cut and get rid of my luscious long hair back then. No one is usually proud to be in the military or getting a lot of respect out of it. It's just something you have to do at a certain age, and at the same time in history class we learn about the dangers of glorifying the armed forces. So there's maybe a natural suspicion or skepticism. Those who are proud are usually somewhat on the neo-Nazi spectrum. I'm not saying it's all who volunteer, I'm just saying the military has a very, very different image here. So I won't even try to make a judgment. Also, that's once again just my very unique point of view. Someone growing up down the street with similar experiences might have a completely different opinion. I just wonder how it affects the different perception of troopers, especially in the Clone Wars. The Brothers in Arms theme is not something I can really relate to. Watching the Clone Wars, I can understand the duty and brotherhood aspect of it, but only on a very theoretical level. It is known that George Lucas always considered the original Star Wars to be a not as subtle anti-Vietnam statement, so anti-war. So when did everyone forget that Star Wars was literally born out of a liberal agenda? Despite the focus on the troops in the Clone Wars, that theme never went away, and you have to be very distracted by cool lightsaber battles or explosions not to see it. Even the prequels are a guidebook how to spot a dangerous populist and shows which tricks they're gonna use. So what changed? What made people say,
"This is not my Star Wars, stop pushing your liberal agenda on me"?
What happened? Just a thought. No matter who is involved, somehow one name always seems to pop up. When a movie is successful, it's thanks to the director and the other people involved. When something doesn't work out, it all seems to be Kathleen Kennedy's fault. The person who gave us E.T., Gremlins, Back to the Future, Jurassic Park, Indiana Jones, Schindler's List, and also Rogue One and The Mandalorian. Very interesting. A woman in charge of Star Wars? I don't know much about comic books, but when people didn't like Wonder Woman 84, I didn't see a lot of people blaming Zack Snyder, who was credited as producer, same as Kathleen Kennedy in the sequel trilogy. Yet the director was female. The psychologist and communication scholar Paul Watzlawick put it best. You cannot not communicate. Everything you do or say will communicate something to others, whether you want it or not. So in the same way it sends a message if someone coincidentally only dislikes projects spearheaded by women, every movie or story will send some sort of message. Okay, yeah. I know J.J. Abrams and Rian Johnson also got a lot of hate, and I'm making a very subjective statement based on my observational bias here. So I'm making the same mistakes I ask other people to avoid? But that's just it, isn't it? The angry few will always scream the loudest. And that's where social media companies benefit from the outrage. Everything is geared towards engagement, and nothing engages more than being upset and feeling the need to speak up. On both sides of the spectrum. When I felt The Last Jedi was being ripped apart by a lot of people for the wrong reasons, I stood up to defend it. Would I have fought that hard to defend something I basically just found to be okay if it wasn't for these voices distorted by social media? What changed is that the social media companies make money off us arguing. It's that easy. So is there even a liberal agenda so offensively blatant that you need pushback? Star Wars is not sci-fi, I know, it's a space western, a classical myth. But what do these have in common? Very often that the underdogs have to rise up against an oppressive regime to challenge injustice. Yeah, I know, all sorts of dictators and regimes have of course picked up on that and will make themselves the victims and use slogans like "We are the rebellion" to rally their forces. But at the end of the day, it's all just words, and politicians are great in shaping our perception of these words. If liberal is a negative word to you because it has been stuffed to the brim with unrealistic, starry-eyed idealism and hippie stuff associations, how can it be anything else? If it means standing up for injustice and giving everyone equal rights and equal opportunities, how can the other side not understand that? How can you oppose that? Everyone is right from their perspective. Everyone makes judgments based on the information available to them. But ask yourself, who curated the information for you? Where is the information coming from? What are their interests? The dark side is clouding everything. Be aware of the dark side. But if you are in a place of power and privilege and feel threatened by the downtrodden and oppressed asking for equal rights, I'm sorry, according to Star Wars, you are the bad guy. And Star Wars had made that clear again and again. If you still enjoy cool lightsaber battles and explosions without taking away anything, that's cool. Glad you enjoy it. But please don't be surprised about the liberal agenda when it suddenly dawns on you. And to those who are on the liberal side, I ask you not to fall into the dark side trap yourself. Those opposing you do it out of noble motives. From their point of view, the Jedi are evil. They are not lost. There is still good in them. Don't judge. Find compassion inside yourself. Help them to find a way back into the light, because no one's ever really gone. If you want to support me or this podcast, don't send money. I don't have a Patreon. Find a charity of your choosing and donate. And do yourself a favor and switch off your phone, disconnect, and just sit in silence for a few minutes. Close your eyes and
breathe. Just breathe.